I'm Doralice, the sexiest captain on the Paris-Miami flight. You like suspense? Well, you're invited to spend a delicious weekend with me. Fasten your seatbelts. We're ready for takeoff. There it is. Now I just have to get in touch with the president and give it to him.
Texte bon.
I'll plug the fridge in to cool off these drinks a little.
Texte bon.
Let's see this toothbrush. Ah, here's the vial. They must have left empty-handed. Oh no. Damn, it's broken. Rob must have drunk the contents. Wow, what a mixture. What kind of a state will he be in?
Texte cavi.
Got it. There's a space inside, and something in it.
Texte hey, ginger chocolates, my favorite.
Some have gone. That'll be Rob.
Texte pid.
Oh, good morning, Miss Dora. Delighted to hear from you. I heard what happened in your plane. Poor old Fired. Fortunately, you have the vial. Above all, keep it somewhere safe. Don't carry it with you. I'll explain the whole business. Then we'll think things over. Come and meet me at my office. The entry code to the building is A2146. B5874.
Text
C5873. A4621. B8711. C8756. A7461. B9514. C3217.
Well, where's Robert gone? I didn't see the emergency people arrive. What's been happening? A hurricane?
Dextant.
Phew, what a trip. The guy who died in my arms, at least he enjoyed his last glimpse of the world. Okay, now I have to find the vial in the briefcase. Oh, wow, here come the police now. I'd better be careful.
Lou Dale speaking.
Hello, Lou. My name's Doralice. I'm passing through Miami and I saw your photos in a magazine. I like your style. And I'd like to offer you a job.
No problem. I'm free right now. Drop by and see me. I live in Miami Beach. My studio and my apartment are next to each other. Let's see. Yes, these love eggs. There's space inside. No one will find them inside you, even searching very closely. But don't get too involved with any men.
Dexter,
I don't know him. But for some time, I've been getting threatening messages. I think my telephone line is under surveillance. Well, I'll tell you everything. 6 months ago, I was contacted for an undercover job. I was supposed to seduce Kenneth Miller, the millionaire's son, to take his photo. It was tricky because he hates photographers. Once the mission was over, I wasn't supposed to see him anymore. But I continued for a while, discreetly. He certainly didn't mind. It was going well until, perhaps 1 month later, he suddenly disappeared. When he showed up again, he was weird. He didn't seem to recognize me. He avoided me. Perhaps he knew. Sure, how did you get them? Yes, it's Peter Hillgate, an ex-surgeon who fixes up crooks. He doesn't let anyone take his picture either. Or rather, he has several known faces. So he's behind all this. Those photos must have been for a plastic surgery operation. Oh no, if Miller's mixed up in it, it must be big and highly dangerous. So where do you come into all this? When did you get involved? Recently, I've seen him hanging out every evening at a salsa joint in the red light district, the Red and Blue Club, always with the same girl, although that isn't like him. Absolutely. Do you know it? Right. If you manage to get Kenneth out of his sweetheart's clutches, give him his signet ring. He left it at my place.
I did it. The guy is out of the way. He looked as if he was waiting. waiting for me. Perhaps Lou Dale is a prisoner in her room. Phew, she's alive. Now that he's out of the way, we can talk in peace. Who is this guy? Okay, I'll take it. I suppose you know the reason for this surveillance. Yeah, I suppose you insisted on seeing him again, not knowing it would be so dangerous. Are those the photos you took of him? At this guy called Doc's place. You know him? Oh, by pure coincidence. Well, I think Kenneth Miller is in great danger. They've already murdered his father. I have to warn him. Where can I find him? That club? Not yet, but it won't be long. Say, do you have any idea where I can hide these vials? I have to give them to Kenneth. I better hide them in case I'm searched. Right. I'm going to let reception know what's going on here. Right. Let's go see this inspector. I'm not leaving until I find the vial in the briefcase. Let's see. He told me the combination was... Arg! Come on, Rob. Up you get, honey. Tell me what's been going on here. But he must be drugged. At least he's breathing. Snoring, even. No sign of injury. What can he have taken? Wow, he looks completely knocked out.
Hello, this is Quantum Unlimited Laboratory. You want to speak with the president? I'm sorry, he's busy. Hello? This is Quantum Unlimited Laboratory. You want to speak with the president? Then call him on his private line. This is reception. Yes. You have a directory in your room in the bureau. This is reception. Yes. I'm sorry, I can't help you.
Reception? My room has been searched, and my friend, Captain de la Cafetiere, has been, let's say, drugged. Can I call emergency?
Immediately, miss. In fact, someone is asking for you. A police inspector. What's happening? Anything serious?
No, don't worry. Have him wait. I'll be right there.
Hello, Dora. Guess who's just in time to save you from an interminable evening with some clumsy, pretentious bore. I'm talking about Robert de la Cafetiere.
Rob, what are you doing here?
Well, I fly the old crate here from Mexico twice a week these days. Come down and have a drink at the pool. We'll talk. Hi, Dora, my darling little firefly. Haven't crashed your plane yet? When will you marry me?
No way, you old macho. Why should I make one man miserable when I can make a lot of men happy?
Well, yeah. Don't worry. I adore you anyway. And do you love me?
Robert, you know Prisca. She's my chief hostess.
But of course. I remember that garden party in Rio. Crazy. Hi, Prisca. What's all this about? Are you murdering your passengers these days?
Oh, nothing serious. A heart attack. Carry on, Prisca. I'm listening.
What are you doing now? Can I kidnap you?
No, I have to do some shopping. This evening, if you like. I want to go to bed as late as possible to get over the jet lag.
Okay, choose some lace underwear. You know what I like. I'm going to get some rest. Be in good shape later.
Okay, meet you in the bar at 8. Yes. A nice cup of Cuban coffee, thank you. Wow, a piña colada. That's what I need for my flashlight. There seems to be a microtransmitter. It looks damaged after its stay in the pool. Pity. I can't find out who was the receiver. I should take some with me, for moments of low energy. Right, I must go now. But I have the feeling I've forgotten something.
Can you help me find this pendant?
Yes, that's a pendant the catman was wearing.
You can keep your stuff in the booth over there.
No
thanks, I won't need to make any calls outside.
Text. Yes, that's a catman's flashlight. Text. No, thanks. I've already read them. Hi, Robert. Hey, Dora. Did you know I was asked about the death on the plane at the airport? A man in a wheelchair with a cat. Text. It's great, huh? Do you like it?
Text.
Thanks. I managed to get this flashlight off him and a pendant I dropped somewhere around here. It's stupid. I can't find it anymore.
Excuse me, miss. Before you leave the hotel, someone is asking for you at reception.
Text.
This figurine's called Adam. Where's Eve?
Text.
I don't see what it is. But it would be useful.
Text.
Yes. What would you like to drink?
Text.
Yes. Would you like something else?
Yes. Miller speaking. Oh, Miss Dora. I'm glad you called back. I've just had an alarming call, and I must leave immediately. I prepared some instructions for you. The reception people know you're coming. Oh, by the way, you'll need a secret code number to move around in here. Write this down and get here quickly. 258-879.
Text.
504.
Text.
972.
Text.
721.
Text.
165.
Text. Hello, Senora. You've come to see Mr. Miller? Well, he hasn't come in all day. I can tell you, he's not in his office now. Sure, I'm sure. What do you want, to go up? I told you, it is no use. Mr. Miller is not there. I can let in only authorized personnel. Adios, miss. Okay, listen. You're starting to make me angry. I've had enough of your sob stories. I'll get my colleague. He knows what to do with pretty girls who won't mind their business.
It's the key tag for a locker in the changing booths. It must have come off. Here's the key that goes with it. You can leave your clothes if you go to the pool. Keep it. You may need it. I don't know what it is. This token is for the use in public phones. It looks like the flashlights the cops use here. No thanks. It's a Cuban-style erotic statuette. There's a female version, too.
Text.
Miss Dora, there's a slight problem. Your room has been completely ransacked. I'm afraid you may have valuables missing. At your service, miss. You think I need energy?
What a pain in the ass, this broad. I can't even sleep in peace. This car really sucks. You have to give it a kick in the wheel. Just there. Hey, broad, get your tits out of my face. I was having this great dream.
Dexter, it's the right key, but the door is jammed. A hook is holding the door open. Let's close it. A magnetic card? Well, well. I'll do as he says. A kick in the tire to unjam the door. Okay, it's the right one, but it's dark in there. The key card isn't enough. Looks like you have to punch in a code number. Text. Here's the cleaning lady's car.
Miss Dora, you're accidentally in possession of a sample of my most important invention. I've decided to give it to the government because I'm constantly threatened and in fear of my life. I must get out of the firing line before it's too late. Only 3 prototype vials exist, but the formula can be obtained by analysis. One is with my son. I trust him completely. Fayard's sample is with you, but the third...
Text.
But the third was stolen by that maniac Peter Hillgate, better known as Doc. He's probably synthesizing the product right now in his secret Coconut Grove laboratory, hidden under a women's lingerie store. Go there, get in without being seen, and get it back, Only you can handle this mission. Then give the two vials to my son, Kenneth. You're my only hope.
Text, right. It's a solar dictaphone. It runs on the light from the desk lamp. I wouldn't be surprised if my message were on this microcassette. What did he record it with? I must listen to it now. No visible power supply? How can I make this dictaphone work? The microcassette is correctly inserted, but it doesn't work. It works under the desk lamp light. It's a solar dictaphone. So the body count is rising. 2 deaths in 24 hours. Well, Sir Jeffrey Miller, somebody helped you on your way. Anyway, it's too late for small talk now. I have to find the information he left for me. Where could he have put it?
Lies will get you nowhere. I was told that Mr. Nichols spoke to you privately and gave you his briefcase. I am Inspector Pedro de Helgos. You're under arrest for burglary of private premises, larceny, and the murder of Mr. Miller. My information was given by a witness who identified you. All I need now are your prints. Yes, you can. Like all pussies, she loves to be stroked. Just a minute. That's what I've been looking for. What are you doing with it? You can save your explanations for the precinct house. You're under arrest. Where did you get that? It doesn't belong to you. You're very nosy for a foreigner. You're under arrest, and you can give me your explanations at the precinct house. This is not a place for you.
Text F.
How do you know it was a murder? Were you there? Maybe you killed him to rob him. You can tell me all about it at the precinct house. You're under arrest. You're very nosy for a foreigner. You seem too interested in those files. You can tell me all about it at the precinct house. You're under arrest. I don't believe you. You've already lied to me twice. You're under arrest. You can explain at the precinct house, and if there are any vials on you, I'll charge you with possession of narcotics.
Text.
With his son, then? Well, as you wish, but I'm keeping an eye on you.
Text.
Hello, miss. I'm Inspector Pedro de Helgos. I'd like to question you about the death of Mr. Nichols. Her name is Fa. She's very cuddly. She has a black sister called Mi, and a totally white brother who answers to the name of Sol. I thought I'd rest in your room. Hurry, I'm waiting for you.
Text.
Before his death, did Mr. Nichols give you any personal possession?
No, nothing. Réponse. Yes, he did. A briefcase.
Good. Vials containing a dangerous substance have mysteriously disappeared, and I have the task of finding them before an unscrupulous band of racketeers get their hands on them. Do you have these vials in your care?
No, I have nothing like that. Yes, I found one in the briefcase.
Dex, don't try and get cute. We've arrested the man who searched your room. Yes, we're efficient in the Miami police. He lucked out. The briefcase was empty. Nothing to be found anywhere. He underestimated your resourcefulness. Well, hand it over then.
I don't think so. Mr. Nichols asked me to deal with QUL. I'd like to, but a friend accidentally drank what was in it.
I'm sorry, but we've just heard that Mr. Miller is dead.
You already know about the murder? Oh, I see. I didn't know.
Okay. Can you tell me anything else that might help me?
Mr. Nichols told me to deal only with Mr. Miller.
Yes, you should congratulate me. I found two others at this weird guy's place.
Now that Miller's dead, you can help me, can't you?
I'm sorry, but I prefer to deal directly with Mr. Miller's family. Okay, I don't mind helping. I found two other vials at this weird guy's place.
Your key isn't here, but you have a message. I've just seen Captain de la Cafetière go past. He seemed in good shape for a sick man. He hurtled out here like a tiger in heat.
Text.
Someone has sent you a package. I had the floor waiter to put it in your room. I don't know what it is. It looks like the flashlights the cops use here. I know that club. It's the Cali Ocho. Yeah, the Cuban district, but it's hard to get in if you're not invited. This lapel pin will help, but you'd better tip the bouncer at the door. I never read this garbage. They say whatever comes into their head. No thanks. It's a Cuban-style erotic statuette. There's a female version, too. Oh, it's Kenneth Miller, the millionaire's son. He hardly ever allows his picture to be taken. What a wonderful pair of dimples. They're on his buttocks. You're so lucky to get near him.
Hey, Rob has disappeared. He's crazy, that de la Cafetière. So that's it. It was a key. Here's the ladies' underwear store, the front for Doc's hideout. I can look round while I pretend to try stuff on. Dext.
Looking for something, honey? It's risky to poke your nose in here. Well, the game's up. I'm calling my bodyguard.
Got it. Fantastic. Ah, these mad scientists. They're all in love with themselves. Dext. Ooh, stairs going down to a secret room. I'm taking a big risk. If I get caught, my number's up. The bar is partly jammed. If only I had some sort of tool to hit it with.
Dext. Would you like to try our different models? Go right ahead. Choose one of the three booths. Take this booth. I'll be with you in a second. Take your time. I'll look after the other customers. Oh, yes, we have a wide range. Try some more. I'll be right back. You really can't make up your mind? That's understandable. There's such a choice. That doesn't suit you either? Right. Try something else. I see. You love trying things on.
The QUL vials. They're here. I come for one and find two. Did Doc steal Miller Jr.'s? There. All erased. The messages won't get through.
From the Lecherous Dragon. Operation successful. No scars. Hawaii, sunny. Balance payment transferred as agreed.
Text.
Darling, I'm still waiting for you to come and put it in. The air conditioning, I mean. In this heat, it's a basic. I haven't heard from you since your birthday party 2 months ago. I'm starting to feel the strain.
Doc, the patient was contacted just before the cleanup operation. We picked up a call coming from the Seagull Hotel. We're going to search. Is amputation necessary, boss? Awaiting the instructions.
The Seagull Hotel? They're talking about me. Wow! An ultra-modern operating room. A secret laboratory. This is Doc's hideout. Now, again,
Another key to find. Hey, a lapel pin. For a nightclub, maybe? A lapel pin. Like the one my visitors forgot in my room. A bill under the wiper. A little gift to prevent parking tickets. That's a crime boss's perk. This package comes from the lingerie store. That's strange. Is the owner in cahoots with Doc?
Ah, you meddling little fool! I've been expecting you. You'll suffer the same fate as your girlfriend.
Oh, I've dropped the key on the ground. Brilliant. There's no way I can get it now. Great! The key is dropped onto the photo folder. Now I just have to pull it back through. Old tricks are the best. Okay, the key has fallen right. Well, that's great. The key has fallen to the ground, and I can only push it further away. And that's that. Right, let's go see what the damage is.
Oh, this damn poison smoke attacks the eyes, the nose, the throat. Oh, I feel so bad. Help! Oh!
Aha! I've been expecting you, meddling little fool! You will suffer the same fate as your girlfriend!
Oh, the smoke is getting in here, too. My goose is cooked. And number three, here it goes. Every man for himself.
Thanks. Just what I needed for my cash flow problems. Well, if you appeal to my better nature. Okay, you can come in.
Really? My father died recently. It's all in the papers. Pity you ran across Jeffrey Miller. He was bad luck for you. I'm sorry, but I'll have to eliminate you. You shouldn't stick your nose in everywhere. Now you know too much. I'm sorry, but I'll have to eliminate you. You know much too much for your bird-sized brain. I'm sorry, but I'll have to eliminate you. Okay, you win. I'll take you home with me. But you'd better not be bluffing.
Right. You won't let it go? Well, tough for you. We don't like people nosing around here. Ah, you got the house pass. Okay, you can come in. No, baby. This club is members only. You can't come in without ID. Okay, you have the club lapel pin, but I've never seen you around here. I can't let you in.
You want to speak to me? Right, you've got 2 minutes. First of all, who are you?
One, Mr. Kenneth Miller, your father entrusted me with a mission. I'm a friend who wishes you well.
I'm a very busy man. What do you want from me?
You're probably in great danger. I'd like to tell you more, but not here. I have some things to tell you, but not here, somewhere quiet.
You're a funny kid. I lead a dangerous life, you know, and what's more, I like a little action. Well, that's all very interesting. If you tell me more, I can choose the right place.
Oh, somewhere where we can relax a little? I could use it. We better go to your place and make very sure no one follows us.
How can I trust you? This might be a trap.
This is very serious, believe me. I spoke to your father shortly before his death. Supposing I were to tell you that I have QUL aphrodisiacs on me.
All this mystery. You really don't want to tell me anything more?
One, take me with you. You'll see. Okay, perhaps this will convince you. I found photos of you at Doc's.
Yeah? Well, that's not hard. QUL products are available worldwide.
Sure, but these are very special ones, and I have certain talents of my own. Yes, but I got these ones searching a guy called Doc's place.
I'm not interested in your bits and pieces.
The Red and Blue Club. Will Kenneth be there? Better take care. Watch where you're stepping.
No way. You can show me afterwards. Unless it's a concealed beauty spot. Well, if that's your surprise, what a letdown. Is that all? Where did you get that? You aren't here by accident, are you? The game's over. Coming here was a bad idea. Oh, so that's it. Promises of a whole new sensual experience. Well, it's a deal. We'll take our trip together. Now, honey, I'd like a taste of your talents.
You won't be disappointed, my angel. But first, I'd like to show you something. Not exactly, but I think it will interest you too. Yours, I think. I have a pendant that goes with yours. A sign, don't you think? Taste these ginger chocolates with me and we'll float off on a cloud of pure delight. Phew! He's asleep. Those chocolates really were drugged. I'd better not taste them. But is his name Archie or Kenneth? There's no tattoo in the photos. So he's the one talking with the inspector. He's a cop. Or I don't understand anything anymore. This signet ring wasn't made for those fingers. It's too small.
No, the passage. No, I...
Hey, we're in Coconut Grove. Not far from the lingerie store I visited a while ago.
Well, you're as curious as ever. I told you not to interfere. You almost ruined everything.
Let's go find our friend the inspector.
Ah, at last you see reason. That's all I needed from you. Now I can eliminate you without any problem.
Here, I think this is yours. This is yours too. You lost it at the airport.
Well, Doralis, we've wasted enough time. Give me the vials. Ah, so it was you that had my Maggie. However did you get hold of her? You're too sharp for your own good, I think.
Dex...
Yes, it's mine. I use it for my work. I've missed it a lot. You think you've got the better of me, you little fool? Now I'll have to use force and take the vials myself. That's not what I want from you. Well, you wanted to play the private eye. You took Doc by surprise busting into his place like that. He'd surely have rubbed you out if I hadn't been on his trail. But I was able to act in time. I'll tell you what I found out later. There's one thing I don't understand. I found no trace of the vials at Doc's. Looks like somebody stole them from him. You have any ideas on that?
Thank you, Inspector. Now, can I have the key to the story? Yes, absolutely. I have them with me. You look surprised. Would you have searched me, Inspector? Secret hiding places exist, you know. But where am I? What happened? Oh my, what hit me? I have to go freshen up a little. Lend me your bathroom a few minutes so I can fix myself up. Then I'll join you. Right. I'll take the vials before he goes over me more intimately. Perhaps there's something in here I can use to gain time. I'll take the flashlight anyway. You never know.
Really? You've met such a lot of people in such a short time. I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to eliminate you. You shouldn't have stuck your nose in everywhere. You know too much now. I can't permit you to leave. You think so? You know much too much for your bird-sized brain. I can't let you leave here. This stuff may be dangerous. I'd better not get it all over me. Right. You did well not to give in. At the moment, Doc and Archie are locked in a secret room here somewhere. You can trust me with the vials now.
Dick, those are my panties. Did that pig search my cases at the hotel? That's it. Got him. And he walks perfectly. He's no more handicapped than I am. Now I'm sure. Pedro de Helgos and Peter Hillgate are the same man.
Those are the photos of Kenneth Miller. You found them at Doc's, I suppose. You realize I can arrest you for withholding evidence. Yes, well, we'll see about that. First, tell me what you were doing there.
I found a passage while searching Kenneth Miller's house. I was kidnapped by Kenneth Miller.
From what I saw up there, the guy wasn't in very good shape. What did you do to him?
I put him to sleep because I wanted to know more about his role in this business. I just put him to sleep. He was getting too cute.
Why are you interfering? That's my job, not yours. Tell me everything.
You first. What have you found out? Well, I was going to give him the vials.
That Kenneth Miller was in cahoots with Doc.
Yes, now I believe that. Lou Dale is going to be upset. She's in love with Kenneth. Two, you're wrong. He's not the real Kenneth Miller.
And did you?
Of course not. I'm not crazy. And what did you find out? No, because I have proof that he's not the real Kenneth Miller.
Really? Who is he?
A guy called Archie. I didn't give him the vials. A guy called Archie who had Doc rework his face. Ooh, the pervert has a collection of woman's underwear in a secret closet. But this lingerie comes from the store I visited before. Ah, this syringe is just what I need to fill the spray container with formalin. Now I have a deadly weapon. Okay. What can I find around here to interest me? Luckily, Archie talks in his sleep. He said something about a passage, a secret one probably. I don't think he wants me to find it. Oh! These fish are dangerous! They're piranhas! Oh, a laser beam running from the pirate's eye to the statuettes. Ooh, that's an unusual key. This passage leads to a stairway. Well, here I go. Geronimo! And here's the prize. Ooh, a pearl. That's just the casket this pearl needs. Let's have a look at the inscriptions on our friend the inspector's flashlight. Great, it's working now. I can play something. Oh, a panel's opening above the organ. This wheel shows the signs of the zodiac. I wouldn't be surprised if our cunning character has set the system for his birth date. Where have I heard about a birthday already? An electronic unit? Probably the door control. The wires are bare. Well, I found the prisoner, great. But now I'm trapped here in this room too. So this is the original used to design Archie's new face. And him down there. He could help instead of snoring. I've burnt my bridges. I'm trapped here. I thought so. He's the real Kenneth Miller.
I wonder when you realized that Doc and me were the same person. Good thing it wasn't really formalin in the jar. You were clever to think of wiping out the messages on the answering machine. When I told you that Jeffrey Miller hadn't been into the office at all, it warned you something was wrong because you'd just spoken with him on the phone. That was to make you look for a way to get in.
My role was to give you information on all the objects you found along the way.
You just had to think of showing them to me.
Hi, Doralis. Yes, I'm resurrected. It was easy to find my message at the office, wasn't it? The most difficult part was to understand that my son hadn't sold me out, that he'd been kidnapped and replaced.
It was amusing to watch you wandering around in the parking lot looking for a way into the offices, closing the closet door in the storeroom, finding the card and the entry code. That was good work.
You made a clever move with the drugged ginger chocolates. Pity we couldn't carry on our little game. But it wasn't in the script. You had to have the chance to search.
Thanks for saving me from the evil Vance, Dora. It was by using my photos of the real Kenneth Miller that Doc turned Archie into a phony Kenneth while the real one was locked up in this place where we are now.
Not bad, the bell trick on the storeroom door. And the dog code to open this safe. It must have been a surprise for you to discover the passage between Kenneth's house and the operating room.
My role was to draw your attention to the inspector right from the start by giving you his flashlight with the notes of music engraved on it and the pendant that went with Kenneth Archie's one.
Me? I was supposed to have drunk the vial's contents, a super powerful aphrodisiac that brought me Miami infamy as a mad rapist. Didn't you think that went a bit far? Well done, Doralis, darling. So what did you think of this life-size murder party? We all thought you were wonderful. You did remarkably well. Let me explain. I've set up a role-playing games business with the actors here, and I wanted to try out the storyline before offering it to sensation seekers. Now you can have fun recognizing all the characters.
Me? I had to give you the sugar you needed to get rid of Cerberus at QUL reception. It was your only chance to get past.
A clever idea, mixing those dangerous chemicals. But do you think you can really eliminate a man of my size with so little poison gas? Well, that's the game. I wanted money, of course. But I also needed to see the lapel pen before I let you through to meet the phony Kenneth. I admit, it wasn't easy to find it on the rug of your room after we'd searched it.
I'm Dora Alice, the sexiest captain on the Paris-Miami flight. You like suspense? Well, you're invited to spend a delicious weekend with me. Fasten your seatbelts. We're ready for takeoff.
Thank you.